Good morning. Welcome into the Rise Up Reno Prevention Network show. Of course, we do this every Saturday morning at this time. And our guest today is Dave Sotelo, of course, one of the staff of Rise Up Reno Prevention Network. And Dave, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, John. I am doing fantastic. How are you?
Well, good. And certainly a lot has changed since we did the last show. We're all hunkered down for the most part, self-isolating. And before we talk about that, should let folks know that you and I are both, since we're not in the studio, we're doing this via the telephone, so we keep our social distancing correct, which is a very important thing to do these days. But first of all, tell folks a little bit or a lot about what Rise Up Reno Prevention Network does, where you operate from, and the general purpose of the program.
Yeah, absolutely. John, I think, you know, right now, Rise Up Reno can talk a lot about prevention because it's in the mind of a lot of folks out there when it comes to public health, right? So we are all practicing social distancing, practicing self-isolation, practicing all of these things. Why are we doing this? What we want to prevent the spread of a virus, COVID-19, the coronavirus as we know it, is, you know, changing the way we live our lives. And so the number one goal is what the federal government is doing, what President Trump is doing, what the CDC is doing, is saying, you know what, here is what's going on, here are the facts, and you can do something to prevent the spread of this virus, right? And we got to protect those vulnerable populations who may be at bigger risk than somebody like me who's not immunocompromised. And so what we're doing is giving people information about the virus and its effects that it has on people, how it spreads, and some things that we can do to prevent ourselves and others from contracting this virus. And that's what Rise Up Reno does, but with substance use, right? We do the same thing. Here is the information. Here is the education. And you know what? You too can make some progress in preventing substance use in our community. So what can you do? You got to talk to your children. You got to change some behaviors. You got to put some protective factors. What are some things that are going to help teens avoid substance use? And so that's our job at Rise Up Reno, kind of like the CDC and government agencies are doing right now with the spread of COVID-19. We do the same thing with substance use.
So, Dave, I do want you to address the fact that you operate out of 308, although you are in essentially all Reno County schools. Why don't you talk about the impact of the fact that the schools are closed down essentially for the rest of the year? So what does that mean for the participants in the program, for the staff? Kind of talk about that a little bit. That's kind of throwing a kink into the whole plan.
Yeah, so it's changed things dramatically for us. And though things have changed, our mission remains, right? We continue to be the drivers of change, and we continue to rally our community to prevent substance use. Especially among our youth. And so it's good to remember that, yeah, we work directly in coordination with USD 308. We're housed in their offices, and we work directly through their mentoring and in high school programs. So all of our services are to the rest of the community in Reno County. But so for the last this whole week, the office of Rise Up Reno and myself have been working from home. And so it has changed the way we operate, just working from home, taking care of things at home. And so a lot of our regular activities with youth, we can't meet. Our family classes, we can't hold those at night to practice social distancing and self-isolation. So it has changed. But I think, you know, where are people spending their time right now? The majority of them are on social media. Whether that's Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, whatever that may be. And so I think Rise Up Reno can still have, you know, a presence in the community as far as it goes to social media. So we are trying to stay involved with social media on Facebook, putting out some recommendations of what people can do to take care of themselves during this time, not just as far as the virus goes, but, you know, when you change your routine dramatically, we know that has an impact on your behavioral health, on some of your mental health needs. And so we are here to provide some of that information as well. How to take care of yourself to to handle anxiety and stress that this is discussing, how to help your kids avoid boredom, because we know that, you know, kids are spending a lot of time at home and that changes how they're doing things. So also providing that information there, what can you do to make sure you're not only taking care of your physical health, but you're also taking care of your mental health.
So, Dave, I think we all understand that things have changed, and hopefully this is a little shorter episode than perhaps it could be. This also, with all the hardship it's creating, you know, kids are home, folks are probably doing like you and I are doing, working from home just from a safety and a caution standpoint. But perhaps we should look at this, like you've pretty much been saying, as an opportunity to get back in touch with our children, with our kids, find out what's going on in their lives, even though most of them are not out socializing. We're kind of all stuck at home. But instead of looking at it like, oh, gosh, you know, I'm not able to do this, maybe parents should take a look at, wow, look at the opportunity I have to impact my kids, you know, at least for the next perhaps month or so, and really get to know them and get involved. Even though the kids are probably going to resist a little bit, there is that opportunity there.
Yeah, absolutely. I think you're right. So, you know, parents are spending a lot of time at home right now, and so it increases your chances to, you know, have a conversation with teens. And, John, I think it's important to remember that, you know, whatever conversation that you're having with your teen comes off naturally, right? That's the goal. It's not like we make things awkward. We go to the room and, hey, do you want to talk about drugs or do you want to talk about your mental health? That's not how conversation works. For you and I, right, it's always natural, not forced. And so that's an important thing to remember. When we have conversations with kids, we have to stay true to who we are, but also let things come off naturally. Look for opportunities to have conversations when it comes to time, but not force things, not going into lectures with our teens. Because if you remember, when when I had conversations with my parents about substance use or about anything that was protective for me, right? We can talk about sex education. We can talk about maybe dating. We can talk about, you know, all sorts of things, doing the right thing. I didn't like it when it came off as a lecture. When my grandma was giving me a lecture, who is who I grew up with, that was my parental person, I didn't like that. But when it came off naturally, when she'd find an opportunity for her to kind of draw a lesson from it, and it was just a conversation from person to person, it made things a lot different, right? So that's an important thing to remember. Look for the right moment, for the right opportunity to have whatever conversation it may be with your teens at home, but don't force it. That should not be your goal. Well, since we're home, let's have a conversation about drugs. That's not, you know, kids are probably going to roll their eyes and not listen to you that entire time.
So, Dave, let me ask you this. I mean, obviously, you know, I'm not sure of what assignments are being done or what the protocol is for our school system as far as, like, tele-education, things like that. But, you know, I guess we could look at this as an extended summertime, although the weather's not certainly like summer yet. But there are, you know, drugs and prescription drugs and alcohol in many homes of these children. Any advice or things to tell parents out there with these kids home? And there are some parents who are working and their kids at home, and those things are still in the house. So what would you recommend there?
Right. So it's always important to, you know, I think most parents that drink probably have alcohol at home. And so, again, having a conversation with your kids works just as good as not having alcohol. I think if you're having those conversations with teens about, you know, when it comes to the opportunity, if you're watching a movie and kids are using in that movie, maybe it's a good time to say, you know, I watched that in the movie and it made me think, what do you think about drinking? What do you think about substance use? And have kids let you give you their honesty. And then you're honest with them. You know, I had a few drinks when I was underage, but, you know, I understood the risks. And, you know, I worry about myself sometimes, so I practice the safety things when I drink, right? I'm not drinking and driving. I'm not having this many drinks. I'm only drinking once a week or when it's with friends and family. But I prefer for you, you know, my expectation, and that's a good point to make. Here's my expectation for you. I expect you to follow the law, right? I expect you to not drink when you're underage. because I know there are some risks there, and I want to protect you. I care about you, and I care about your future, and I hope that you care about your future too. So my expectations are you not to drink, not to use drugs, and I hope that if it ever comes to your mind, if you ever are thinking about it, that you can come to me as your mother or as your father, and we can have a conversation about it. And creating that safe space for both of you to have that conversation without the kid feeling judged, without the kid feeling like he's getting a lecture during that time. So that would be my first recommendation. Another thing, too, is, well, yeah, avoid having, you know, alcohol accessible to teens and to young people that are spending a lot of time. And as well as making sure that they are taken care of. If you ask any teen in Reno County, we look at the data, and just asking teens that you hang out with, you know, if you ask them, why are kids using? That's the question that we ask kids. And normally what they will say to us is to cope. And so what are they coping with their anxiety and stress that they already have? I can't imagine that those kids are feeling incredibly relaxed right now, because you and I are probably feeling a little anxious about what's going on, what's going to happen in the future. Maybe mom and dad are spending extra time at home because they got laid off, or they're furloughed, or their business is just not open right now. That can create some anxiety for all of us, some stress for all of us at home, as well as boredom. We're asked to, you know, not do the regular things that we would normally do. So hanging out with friends at the bowling alley or at a restaurant, that's not an option anymore. So we're staying a lot more, we're spending a lot more time at home. So maybe having a conversation about some of the healthy things that you can do, like going on a run, you can still do that. If you can go exercise outside, or maybe do a workout at home, maybe reading a little bit, maybe turning off your phone and staying away from social media for 3 hours, giving yourself that break. Those are really important things to do right now to take care of yourself.
Again, you're listening to the Rise Up Reno Prevention Network show. We're visiting with Dave Sotelo. Of course, he's on staff along with several others that operate out of the USD 308 building. And Dave, you'd mentioned about parents being home. Maybe they've been laid off. Maybe they're furloughed. Of course, there is a sector certainly that are still working, but it's much less than it normally is, that's for sure. What do you tell parents about having the conversation with their children about money? Because, you know, children are not stupid. They right. Tune into things. They hear parents over talking, and probably right now there are a lot of households. As a matter of fact, I'm going to guess the majority of households by a long stretch are worried, not necessarily maybe today or tomorrow, but in the next 2-3 weeks or a month when rent's due or house payments due or buying groceries. These kids are probably hearing some of the hardships that these parents are perhaps predicting, and you talked about them being a little out of sorts, and just tell us, should we be just straight out honest with our children? Should we hide it from them? Should we, you know, ease them into it? What do you recommend?
Yeah, I think one of the things that, you know, my own family, my sister and my mother, they're in the restaurant industry. And so makes it a little bit difficult for them since they are spending home and not earning money currently. And so, you know, we want to avoid adding extra stress for children, but I think there is some room for honesty. There is some room for being honest and saying, here is what is going on, right? You know, this is all what's happening, and I want to ask how you feel about it. So always validating how people feel, how children feel is very important, right? Asking, how does this make you feel? And sharing maybe some of that. You know, sometimes that makes me a little scared. Sometimes that makes me a little anxious too. But also remembering something that I have been practicing myself currently is just thinking, what are some of the things that I can control and what are some of the things that I can't control? So I can't control how much money is coming in right now, right? Because I have to stay home, but I can't control my attitude. And I can't, and that's so easy for me to say, you know, maybe there's some privilege here because, you know, I'm doing fine and my job's still providing for me. But, you know, just thinking about some of the things that you can control and kind of teaching that to children is very important. To teach them, here are the things that you can control and the things that you can't control, and let's focus on what we can control. Let's focus on some of the things that are important. And so having honesty is very important, and maybe thinking about a perspective, right? What can we do, what we can't do to take care of ourselves?
So, Dave, you'd mentioned about these children being on social media probably, maybe not a lot more than I think, because I think they're probably on it quite a bit. But reemphasize the fact of maybe some monitoring of what they're looking at. I know that my nephews, they were watching this TikTok thing for quite a while, and every once in a while the parents say, look, your phone, they actually took that app off of their phone. I'm sure there's others out there. Because while the intent of a lot of these funny videos or whatever is pretty good, there's a lot of things on there as well as other sites. I shouldn't have singled them out. But we do have to monitor this stuff, right?
Absolutely. I think, you know, I spend quite a bit of time on TikTok as well, and I haven't recently, just because I think, you know, I'm a news junkie, so I'm constantly consuming news, and I spend a lot of time on Twitter. But I was just looking at the hours that I've been spending on my phone just this last week, right? It went from 2 hours that I normally spend to up to 3 to 4 hours a day. So that's a huge increase of time spending on my screen. And so one of the things that I did yesterday was we instead played a board game with my friends that are roommates, and, you know, trying to take a break from the phone and from social media. So maybe you can do that at home, providing alternatives for the screens and monitoring, right? Saying, you know, maybe not spend so much time. Here are other things that you can do instead of spending so much time online, because it does create some boredom. And I think kids realize that that they've spent way too much time on social media. And when they look for alternatives, well, what else am I going to do? And so maybe we got to provide some alternatives for our kids that are at home, our teens that are at home, giving them some ways to maybe play a board game with the family, or let's go on a walk, let's go walk the dog. And some of the things that some of my kids from Rise Up, I was talking to them yesterday, and I asked them, so what are some of the things that you're doing to keep from being bored? And some of them went to the park for a walk. Some of them were baking. So a lot of them were baking, which is what I'm doing. I've gotten to cook. I made some chili yesterday, and I'm hoping to make homemade pizza today. So maybe that's something that you can do. Some of them were reading as well. So if you find a good book to watch, maybe that's something that you are interested in reading. And that's another alternative to avoid boredom. And also reaching out to your friends who you normally text, maybe do a FaceTime call instead of texting them and have a conversation with them. Because thankfully we have a lot of technology, John, that helps us kind of stay connected while we practice self-isolation or social distancing.
So, Dave, we've gone way past halftime in the show, and I've not asked you to tell people how they find out about the program, maybe your Facebook page, the website, and I'm not sure they can reach you by telephone since no one's in the office, but what are some good ways to find more out about Rise Up Reno Prevention Network?
Yeah, so a lot of our information, the things that I'm talking about right now, we're posting those on social media over the next few days. So you can always go to Facebook, Rise Up Reno Prevention Network is our name on Facebook. Or if you go to Twitter, Rise Up Reno Prevention Network is our name there as well. If you type that up, you'll find it on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. Our website is riseupreno.org. So that's another way. So if you need any help during the next few days, more resources, please reach out to us. On Facebook, direct message our Facebook page. If you send us a message there, we'll be sure to be, we are paying close attention to that, and we'll be happy to assist you if you need any help, since we don't have our normal forms of communications through our phone. And I think people prefer to do a direct message there.
Sure. Do me a favor and reemphasize the fact, of course, we all know that, you know, just basically everything's changed. We're mostly all at home, and it's fine with all the social media and that. But you had mentioned earlier about take a walk, go to the park. Obviously, if you meet other people, keep your distance. That's still very important. But being sedentary, laying around, watching TV on the phone in your pajamas till 3 in the afternoon, you do that for the next couple months before the weather gets, you know, hot and nice and we all want to be outside. That is not good for your health. So you talked about eating healthy, getting a little bit of exercise. Even if you're not, you know, it's a gym, you can certainly walk. So kind of tell us about that again.
Yeah, so absolutely. You know, we're spending a lot more time at home than we usually do. with a lot less social interactions. We know, John, that when our routines change dramatically, it has an impact on how we feel. And a lot of people may react, and this is important to a good point to make. A lot of people react differently to stressful situations. Some of us may choose to isolate ourselves even more, right? So I'm not going to talk to anyone. I'm going to stay in my room. Or some folks, if you have younger kids at home, they might start crying a lot more than usual. They might have more emotional episodes. Some kids may just be a little stressed or grumpy. And so it's good to realize that and to point those out to yourself and to help kids point that out to yourselves, to ask them, how are you feeling? What's going on? And validate those emotions that they may have. But then also provide opportunities. Let's go on a walk. So that's very important. Eating healthy is very important right now. Making sure you have a well-balanced diet. And as I said, the first few days of the week, I was eating a lot of junk food. And so I had to change kind of my mentality of what I was eating. And, you know, at the office, I don't have time to go to the fridge all the time because it's just not there. I don't have as much food. Now that I'm at home, I have this unlimited access of food. And so going to the fridge all the time, I had to stop myself and say, you know what? You don't need to eat right now. So that's important. Eating healthy, well-balanced meals is huge. Exercising. So, again, going on a walk, going on a run. My girlfriend and I yesterday did a workout at home on YouTube, and it kicked my butt, but it felt so good to get that little workout in. Again, so just find something that might be good for you, getting plenty of sleep, stretch, meditate, pray. Those are great things to take our mind off of things. Very important to make some stretches as part of your routine, maybe some meditating. Some of us like to pray. That's huge to kind of help ourselves in our mental health.
So, Dave, we just have about 3 or 4 minutes left in the show today, but like you'd mentioned, there's some psychological issues that could take place here, and frankly, with all that's going on, you know, the parents need to probably meditate and calm down and relax as much as anybody. But I've actually, in my network of folks, my clients that I talk with, I've actually heard a story yesterday of a few panic attacks by these business owners and just people in the workforce that have been laid off temporarily. So yeah, these are very real issues. So as we wrap up the show here, you know, we all should take a deep breath. And I don't know that there's comfort that everybody's in the same boat, but Dave, frankly, we all are in the same boat. We're
absolutely,
there's some unsureties out there. Things are not certain, so we're just all working through this together.
Yeah, John, and it's good to know that, you know, other people are going through the same stuff, and also that it's okay to feel how you're feeling, right? It's okay to feel a little scared. It's okay to feel a little anxious. It's okay to react a certain way because this is different than what we deal with every day. So realizing that it's okay. What am I going to do about it? Take a deep breath. Go on a walk. Do something to relax and, you know, help yourself a little more.
Well, it makes perfect sense to me. So as we wrap up the show again, why don't you give people the information on where they can find out more information because you're posting it all the time, and go through that one more time on the Rise Up Reno Prevention Network show.
Yes, so certainly go to riseupreno.org. We'll direct you to our social media there, but you can find us on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter as Rise Up Reno Prevention Network on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. You can just type the name, look us up, and you'll find our information there.
All right, very good. So just a minute left, Dave. Any final thoughts from you on the show today?
Yeah, just take care of yourself. These are crazy times, John, and again, prevention is huge, right? Preventing the spread of the virus, but also preventing how you may react to this thing. So taking care of yourself physically. And please, please avoid crowds. Avoid crowds. That's my main goal today.
And young people are not invincible. The numbers are coming out. So don't think that. Even if you don't show symptoms, you still could possibly be spreading it. So that's good advice, Dave.
Yes, John. Thank you for talking to us. And please reach out to us if you need any help.
Absolutely. Dave Sotelo with Rise Up Reno Prevention Network has been basically the host of today's show. Dave, have a great rest of your weekend, and we'll do this again next week.
All right. Looking forward to it, John.
Yep, and thanks, everyone out there. Be safe, and we'll see you next weekend.